It's Thursday, November 30th, 2017, and welcome to episode 207 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Welcome to Tech Talk for Teachers, the show about teaching and learning with technology. And today I'm going solo again. We're back off. I took a week off for a Thanksgiving break here in the United States, and I'm coming back really refreshed and enthused over some of the projects that we've been working at the Instructional Technology Center here at Eastern Illinois University. And we've really had a couple of breakthroughs, I think, this month. And I'm real excited about going into next month because I've got a couple other ideas that are building upon the work we've already completed that look very fruitful and promising. So what am I talking about? Last time, I think I mentioned that we were in process of going to the Learn OneNote conference, and that conference has come and gone. And there's been a lot of conversation on social media as a follow-up to that conference. One of the hits of the Learn OneNote conference was a presentation that used a light board. And a light board, think of a light board as like a traditional blackboard, except it's a sheet of glass, and the instructor can write, you know, facing the audience. The problem with that is the audience would see a mirror image, but with spatial switching software, you can flip that content. And it's really an engaging type of presentation to watch, especially the first time. Well, adapting some of those, I guess, tricks for a lightboard-like experience, I produced a YouTube video called Introducing Oneboarding 3.0, and I was going to play part of it on this show, but I didn't think it would translate very well to an audio podcast because this is kind of a visual presentation where you need to see the concept. But it's about a 12-minute video. I'll provide a link out in the show notes for it if you're interested. But if you would go to the eiu.edu/ITC website, you'll see a big button that says ITC TechShare YouTube videos. If you click on that, it will be near the top. It'll be one of the first videos available. So I explain what the Oneboarding 3.0 concept is. And in building upon that, one of the things that we are currently working through here at EIU is more and more of our content is going online, particularly for our graduate school programs. So we really need to give some serious consideration for how can we make that online experience a more pleasurable experience and not just, you know, involving readings and discussions, but provide some content, a little bit more interactive type content. And I think this Oneboarding 3.0 concept will do that, especially for subject areas that are symbolic, like math, science, technology, engineering, but also arts and music that use symbolic symbols. That's hard to do if you're, you know, using a keyboard-only device trying to communicate some of that information out there. So it can make things a bit more interactive, and we can incorporate some active learning pedagogies, which are so popular, especially in the flipped classroom-type environments. And those are some of the things that we're interested in developing more. So I feel really good about that. I met with our ITS department because we're doing some things out here networking-wise, and there's some promising things out on that front because we have to have a strong network infrastructure to produce and deliver this material, and there's some new development that I think will be very helpful going forward. So stay tuned. Probably be sharing that, not on the next podcast because December is going to be a bit of a short month with the holiday and the semester break coming up, but it is something I feel like we're making a lot of progress for. And if you've not seen the Introducing Oneboarding 3.0 video, I encourage you to go out to the show notes and click on that link just to kind of get an idea of some of the concepts that we're doing with. Why we call it Oneboarding is it involves OneNote and then kind of like a chalkboard or whiteboard type, kind of, you know, bridging those two technologies. But one of the pedagogies to, I guess, encourage is by using OneNote as a foundation for this type of system, we can provide some continuity in the organization of the notes and delivery of material. It's really starting to come together, and I think it's going to be something very powerful for some of our online classes. So I just wanted to give you a quick update there, and then let's go into our technology picks of the week. Technology pick of the week this week. It's Cyber Monday week this week in the United States, where they have a lot of cyber sales. So what I am picking for my technology pick this week. I'll give you a couple. The first one is a little Bluetooth keyboard. It was less than $20. In fact, it was on sale for like $11. It's called ArtTech, A-R-T-E-C-K, and it's just simply a small Bluetooth keyboard. And I plan on using this with my Surface Pro tablet, because one of the things that I'm finding with my onboarding, particularly if I'm videoing myself, doing some digital inking, sometimes that type cover gets in the way and my hand bumps down. So I'm going to try this at the suggestion of one of my friends on Twitter. So I'm going to give this a try just to kind of separate the keyboard out. And then it allows me to use my digital pen separately and not accidentally bump some keys. And then the second thing, again, we're doing more and more video. So the Logitech C920 webcam is out there on sale, approximately half price. So it's under $50, I believe, now this week. So those are two things that, are very useful in an online, when you're delivering online classroom type material, or, this keyboard, even in a face-to-face classroom, having something wireless where you can walk around the room and control almost like a wireless remote mouse for like PowerPoints. You could just substitute this keyboard in for something like that. So those are my two technology picks of the week. That wraps it up for episode 207 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU ITC website at eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on our Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.